Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Patlin here, and welcome to episode 928 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Sarah. All right, now here's today's question from Sarah.
Hi, Pat. I have a really quick question for you. I've started a podcast with a friend of mine, and it's going really well. However, the difficulty is that she has opened the account and it's been hosted on her SoundCloud account rather than mine. So I was wondering if you could give me any tips about how to sort of get around this, best sharing practices, etc., and really how I can sort of maximize the podcast and get a little bit of traction off that to bring back to my business. My website is thefreelancenaturopath.com. You've helped me before in the past. I've always been really grateful for your brilliant advice. So, if you could give me some tips, point me in the right direction, that would be amazing. Thanks so much for everything that you do. You've really helped to take my business to the next level. Have a great day. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. Now, if you are... Whoa, Siri, just let me do that again and maybe you could see what happened. Sarah, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. Huh. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to keep that in. Siri thought I said Sarah. And so Siri, you can be quiet. I have you on Do Not Disturb, so I don't know what's up. But anyway, Sarah, sorry, before I was rudely interrupted by Siri. Seriously. Okay, anyway. Sarah, it's difficult when you're working with a partner and you have these web properties and accounts and stuff, and they're on one person's versus another. The best practice is to set up something on a neutral site or within a business account so that you can both have access to it as partners. But now we're obviously past that. So there's a few things you can do. You can work with your partner to either have that SoundCloud account become the partner account. If that person's not posting anything else on there. Now, if they happen to be posting other things on there too, then we have a problem. We're going to see if we can remove those files from SoundCloud and put them somewhere else so that in the future when people go and download your episodes, they're pulling it from another host. So you might want to hook up with a different host company such as Buzzsprout or Libsyn and see if they might be able to help you extract and export those import those files from SoundCloud into a different server so that you can both sort of co-own that one. So that's the first thing. But secondly, maybe if that's not possible, there's still ways that you can grow your specific business from that, and that is to make sure that you are always mentioning your website, you're offering people value and getting people to understand where you live outside of that podcast, which is the cool thing about podcasting, right? It's like people can choose where they want to go after they listen. And if you mix up the calls to actions, if you kind of trade back and forth between the two or mention both of them at the same time between yourself and your partners, you could make that work. But the best practice is to definitely have a unique hosting account for the podcast itself. And if it's hosted on one or the other, you kind of can run into problems like this. Now, if it's not a big deal in terms of where it's hosted, and the big deal is really just like, hey, how do I get access to your account? Well, there are other ways around that too. You could get access to the account without knowing the password by using something like LastPass or 1Password. LastPass is a tool that you can use to have your partner set up an account, and you and your partner would both set up a LastPass account, essentially, and that's LastPass, P-A-S-S, not past, but LastPass. And what happens is you both get access to this account that then opens up programs that you both kind of allow each other to open without knowing what the actual password is, but instead using a master password that opens the things that you want that you both want access to. So it'll make more sense when you go to lastpass.com. But essentially, you can have yourself log into her account without knowing her password through LastPass and the master password that you both have. She can enable that access to you, and that's something that you definitely want to both have control over too. So if that's the case, then you can still be able to go in and upload and maximize efforts there with the podcast without actually having to worry about getting her password if that's something she's worried about. But again, like I said, best practice is to have a neutral space for both you and your partner. And so it might take some conversations. I think it's really important that you have these honest conversations with your partner as well, and really be honest about that so you can figure out what to do and actually create some sort of compromise or a different strategy. And maybe if it's a podcast that you kind of just started on the side that's starting to grow a little bit, you might want to decide to move hosts and actually form a business or a partnership like you should have. And so that's another conversation as well. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a CPA. So you might want to get in contact with some other professionals to help make sure that's the right thing for you and your partner to do and to select the right business structure and all those kinds of things. But anyway, just wanted to share my thoughts with that. And hopefully that helps you a little bit. If any of you out there have any thoughts about this too, please use the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag AskPat928. Again, hashtag AskPat928, because you know it's hard to change the past. I mean, really, you can't do that. We don't have a DeLorean here that we can go into, but we can change the future. And so getting smart about these kinds of things and planning ahead is always best. But if you have to figure things out and be honest with each other along the way, which might involve some harder discussions, you know what to do, and you just got to do it. So move forward. Thank you, Sarah. Best of luck with the podcast, and keep on keeping on. Thanks so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and looking forward to serving you in the next episode. Until then, here's a quote from Yogi Berra. Not Yogi Bear, but Yogi Berra. You can observe a lot just by watching. Now, I agree with that. But in the online business space, you can observe a lot by also taking a lot of action too. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Take care. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of AskPat. Oh, and by the way, there was a clue in this episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.